Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson. This is Kent Steinbeck. We are coming to you from the iconic Herb's House, Dallas, Texas, and we have a great devotion in store today. I want you to take your Bible, turn with me to John 17 and verse 5, and the title of this devotion is Eternity Past. And Kent, I want to read this verse, and then we're going to talk about it together. This passage reads, Jesus is praying to the Father the night before he's crucified, and he prays, "Now, Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the world was." Kent, what stretches our brain is when we think about eternity past. When there was only God, there were no angels, there was no universe, there was no creation, there was only God. There were no molecules, there was only God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit before time began, before the foundation of the world. And it is good for us to have such an eternal perspective as we live within time that it so dwarfs us that it has a good humbling effect upon us. And this is one of those verses, John 17, 5, that brings eternity past to bear upon our lives now within time. And so as Jesus prayed, as he approaches the cross and the soul-crushing death that he is about to die, as he bears our sins in his body upon the cross, and as he suffers under the weight of the wrath and the fury and the vengeance of God upon him as he bears our sins, he had an eternal perspective. And he thinks back to eternity past with the relationship that he had with the Father before time began. And he also looks forward to eternity future and what awaits him on the other side of the cross. And it was a part of what carried him through this difficult time that was so real in his life. And so, Kent, we need to think more about eternity past and eternity future. But as Jesus prayed, he says, now, Father, glorify me together with yourself. And that really even speaks to the deity of Christ, because God says he'll not share his glory with another. And here Jesus is praying that the Father will glorify him with the same glory that the Father has. And it really speaks to how the Father and the Son are co-equal and co-eternal. And this in and of itself is another statement of the deity of Christ, the absolute, full, complete deity of Christ. But it's the end of this verse that just also lays hold of us when he says, glorify me together with yourself with the glory which I had with you before the foundation of the world. This glory is pre-temporal glory. It's a pre-incarnate glory. It is a glory from eternity past, and it speaks to the outshining of the full deity of Christ before he came into this world and he was veiled in the form of a bondservant, of a slave. As he was in this intimate relationship with the Father in eternity past, John 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, was face-to-face with God. And it speaks of the intimate relationship between the Father and the Son in all eternity past. And then in John 1, verse 18, it says that the Word, Jesus, was in the bosom of the Father. Referring to this intimate, close fellowship and love relationship that in eternity past the Son had with the Father. And as Jesus approaches the cross, he is praying to the Father, Father, restore this relationship that I had with you in eternity past. On the other side of the cross, as I will fully obey your will for my life and die in the place of sinners, after you raise me from the dead and I ascend to your right hand, now restore the glory to me that I once had with you before time began. And so, Kent, I mean, we need to talk about this, but it speaks to future glory as well.
So I guess what a couple of things that jumps out to me for our listeners is that, number one, we're finite.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a beginning.
Yeah.
And so it's really hard for us to understand the infinite, right?
Yeah.
So, question, this is saying then that there never was a time that Jesus was not alive.
That's true.
He has always existed.
Exactly. Isaiah 9, verse 6, he's the eternal Father.
Right.
The Father of eternities is literally what that means.
Yeah. And I don't know how we even get our brains, 5% around any of that, but that's what the Bible says, right?
We just take this by faith, and the Holy Spirit confirms it in our heart that this is true, that we can't even begin to comprehend someone who is without beginning. I mean, our mind can't go far enough back.
We just can't do that.
Because no matter how far back we can go, it still goes back further without beginning.
And speak about, didn't Jesus say, maybe except once, I came, and never said he was born but one time, or it states one time?
You're going to have to go.
No. But I think that's, I remember S. Lewis Johnson saying that.
Yeah, yeah.
I came.
Yeah.
Not that I was born.
Yeah.
I think it said one time he was born as a human, but he existed.
Yeah, and in John's gospel, it says so many times he was sent by the Father.
Yeah.
Well, that presupposes he existed before his birth, if he is sent by the Father before he ever came into this world.
So, I mean, that should freeze us.
Yeah.
I mean, just that alone.
Yeah.
We should stop and say, now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Who is this?
Yeah. And before Abraham was, I am.
Wow.
John 8:58.
So Steve, as we look at this again, this glorification that we've talked about.
Yeah.
Is there something in this glorification that the Father and the Son have that we are going to experience as believers?
Yes, in a small measure. We will be glorified in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And that does not mean that the angels are going to be singing to us. What that means is we will be conformed fully into the image of Christ as much as a redeemed sinner who is now a saint can be conformed into the image of Christ. In Romans 8 and verse 30, it says, those whom he called, he justified, and those whom he justified, he glorified. And so we will enter into a glorified state, which means we will have a glorified body, which will be like the resurrection body of Christ that he had. So much we could say about that, but this corruptible will put on incorruptible, this perishable will put on imperishable, and we will have a body that will never tire, never grow weary, and will be endued with power to always worship and praise God. But more than just a glorified body, we'll have a glorified spirit on the inside. There will be the eradication of our sin nature, and what will be left behind is just the new man that we are in Christ. And it will be, we will never sin again, never have a sinful thought, never say a sinful word. And so in that sense, we will be glorified, though we will never be at Christ's level. I mean, he alone is God. Even in the throne, even in heaven, there is a circle around the throne that in some sense sets Christ apart from us, even in heaven. But we will be made perfectly, fully holy without any flaw or moral blemish in heaven.
And that's all part of our salvation. We think of, well, I'm saved from our sins, but that is part of the whole thing our Lord's done for us, right?
Absolutely. We will be saved even from the presence of sin in heaven. And I mean, it's going to be so great and so glorious when we are there that the best is yet to come. We can't even comprehend the glory that awaits us with Christ.
Wow.
So there's a lot for you to look forward to beyond this world if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And if you've never committed your life to Christ, this is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And I would urge you to just stop right now and repent of your sins and commit your life to Christ and enter into the joy of knowing Him. And one day when you die, He will take you to heaven and take you to the Father. And there you will be with Him forever in eternal bliss. May that be true in your life. Well, thank you for joining us today for Steadfast Hope. Cannot wait to see you in our next episode.